Welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks for joining us again here on ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast is a concise overview of cloud ERP. This is a relatively new deployment option that is taking the enterprise solutions world by storm. Now, there are a lot of pros and a fair share of cons to cloud ERP, so I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in all things ERP, to get his take on this all things cloud. Eric, welcome back to the podcast series.
Hey, thanks, Chris. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Well, I got a few questions for you, so let's dive right in.
Good.
First of all, let's start with a definition of cloud ERP. What is it, and how is it different than software as a service or SaaS?
Well, I think the best way to think about it is that cloud ERP is a type of solution that you would not host within the four walls of your IT department. So rather than installing your ERP system on a server back in the IT room of your organization, you would be actually hosting it in the cloud or offsite. So you'd be accessing the ERP system via the internet. So there, as we'll talk about here in a little bit, there's a lot of different types of cloud solutions, a lot of different types of SaaS solutions. But in general, it's the big differentiator is, are you hosting the software and the data within the four walls of your IT department, or are you hosting it somewhere else and accessing it over the internet? And if it's the latter, if it's hosted somewhere else and you're accessing it during over the internet, then that is generally considered cloud ERP.
I see. So how popular is cloud ERP?
Well, it's certainly the highest growth segment of the ERP application market right now. There's quite a bit of hype around ERP or cloud ERP solutions. I think the hype is a little bit ahead of the actual market share and the actual market acceptance and adoption of SaaS. Mm-hmm. But I think if you look at cloud ERP, it's primarily with small and mid-sized organizations. Those are the companies or the organizations that are most likely to adapt cloud ERP. But even some larger organizations are starting to adapt cloud solutions as well. And if you look at our 2012 ERP report, which we published earlier this year and we have available on our website, one metric that we quoted or that we published in that study is that in 2010, 6% of the ERP application market was cloud-based solutions. And that number jumped from 6 to 16% in 2011. So
wow.
It's almost tripled the market share in the number of companies that are adopting cloud ERP solutions.
Wow. Okay. So from a high-level perspective then, what are some of the key benefits of cloud ERP?
Well, that's a good question, and some of the main reasons why companies look at cloud ERP solutions, I guess it varies depending on the type of organization. Let's start with small and mid-sized organizations, those companies that were some of the early adopters of cloud ERP over the last several years. Those companies were looking to the cloud because they didn't have IT departments, or they didn't have very sophisticated IT departments,
right?
Or perhaps they didn't have a very good IT infrastructure. They didn't, you know, have the funds or the capital to invest in a bunch of IT staff and a bunch of servers and in technical infrastructure to support their ERP solutions. So they were one of the early adopters to the cloud. And as the cost of cloud computing became a little bit more reasonable, the small and mid-sized organizations were pretty quick to adopt them. So I guess I would say that for those small and mid-sized organizations and even larger organizations, some of the key benefits are that you don't have to make those initial investments in an expensive IT staff or an expensive IT infrastructure. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other benefits is that you've got more reliability. So you've got suddenly when you host things in the cloud, you've got a provider, a third-party provider, that their livelihood is dependent on guaranteeing uptime for those cloud solutions, and quite frankly, they're most likely going to be able to guarantee a higher uptime than any one organization's internal IT staff.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got reliability benefits, you've got some initial cost savings that that organizations get from cloud solutions, and then you also get potential potentially more business benefits in that you can deploy from a pure technical perspective, you can deploy those cloud solutions quicker because you don't have to physically install the software, you don't have to buy the server. So you can actually deploy some of the software a little bit faster.
Right. Okay. So well, that sounds like a pretty fair list of incentives or benefits, rather. Tell us a little bit about some of the drawbacks as you see them, or the risks of cloud ERP then.
Well, I think that's a good question. I think there's really three major risks or drawbacks. And that's a great question because, you know, if you look at a lot of the industry hype or you read articles from industry analysts that are completely sold on cloud and SaaS solutions being, you know, the next big thing that's going to completely wipe out traditional ERP.
Right.
What they often don't do is look at some of the downsides or drawbacks or risks. And the three big risks that we see are the big drawbacks of cloud ERP or SaaS ERP solutions. First of all, annual cost. Your upfront capital cost investment might be a little bit lower with SaaS and cloud solutions, but your ongoing cost could potentially be could be higher. It's almost like buying a car versus leasing a car. Cloud is like leasing a car. It might be cheaper up front, but you're always going to have that car payment. You're never going to own the software. You're never going to own the infrastructure,
right?
Just as would be the case with a leased car. And we generally find that on the cost side, the break-even is usually somewhere between 5 and 7 years. So if you're going to have a solution for more than 5 or 7 years, you're generally going to pay more in the long run for a SaaS or cloud solution. But in the short term, prior to that point, you would be spending less. The second drawback or risk is flexibility. So when you've got solutions hosted in the cloud, generally those are going to be multi-tenant solutions. Multi-tenant meaning you've got other organizations that are sharing or using the same software. And so your ability to customize that for your own specific needs is a bit diminished. Now, you can still do basic setup changes and personalization and slight configuration of the software, but you aren't able to do kind of the heavy adjustments to the software to really fit the software to your business processes if needed.
Uh-huh.
For some organizations, that can be a good thing, but for other organizations, that can be a pretty severe drawback. And then the third and final big drawback or risk is really the organizational change management component of things. And organizational change management is always a risk, and it's always a I don't want to say a drawback, but it's always a challenge for any ERP initiative. But it's even greater for SaaS or cloud-based solutions because of that lack of flexibility that I just managed. Because you can't, you know, get the software in many cases to fit what it is you need or what your users expect to get out of an ERP system,
mm-hmm.
organizational change management becomes more of an issue, and it puts more pressure on organizational change management. And to kind of further that one step further, organizational change management oftentimes is underestimated or under-focused during a SaaS or cloud ERP implementation because organizations assume that because it's SaaS or cloud-based, it's going to be easy for users to adopt, and that's not always the case.
You're listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm speaking with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions, about cloud ERP. We've got more information about this topic coming up in just a moment. Stick around.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to the podcast. We're speaking about cloud ERP. Deep into the discussion now with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions. Eric, let's get back into it. So, generally speaking, what would you say are the differences in cost or cost structure between cloud versus traditional on-premise ERP?
Well, as I mentioned before, the big difference is that with traditional on-premise ERP, you're buying the software up front. So you're acquiring a number of licensees or a number of concurrent users.
Sure.
And you're going to pay a certain amount up front, and you're going to own those licensees, and you can do whatever you want with it at that point. So you're going to have kind of an initial investment that's going to be quite a bit higher than a SaaS or cloud-based solution. And a lot of those costs are going to be one time. So you're going to have the upfront purchase of the software, and then you have some kind of ongoing annual maintenance, you know, typically between 15 and 20% of what you paid for the licensees. Mm-hmm. So that's the on-premise model. Now, the cloud or SaaS-based model is generally going to be more of an annual subscription-based model, to where you're paying either annually or quarterly for a certain number of users to access the software. Mm-hmm. And again, it's like a lease payment. It's just a recurring, ongoing payment that you're just always going to have for as long as you're using the software. So that's where those costs can add up over time. Some other kind of hidden cost of cloud or SaaS-based solutions are, you know, a lot of times you'll get nickel and dimed for, you know, additional storage or additional transactions. Yeah. So you have to really be careful when you look at your contract and make sure that you understand what it is you're buying, and really understand what their true cost structure is going to be, because a lot of times you have clauses in there that will escalate the cost based on how much you use the software, how many transactions, or how much data you use.
Sure. So the value of what you want to do is obviously based on your individual needs, and you need to look at that carefully.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think the analogy used, lease versus owning, really makes it easier to sort of wrap your mind around the differences there, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of like when you lease a car. A lot of times you lease a car and it says you get 10,000 miles a year, 12,000 miles a year. If you go over that, you're going to pay 25 cents a mile beyond that.
Right.
These cloud or SaaS solutions are a lot like that. You have costs like that will kick in if you use it a certain amount.
Okay. So talk to us a little bit about who's really making a name here. Who are the leaders in the market for cloud ERP right now?
Well, one of the early pioneers of the cloud ERP software space has been NetSuite. NetSuite has been doing this for quite some time, and you know, they're kind of I think underestimated, or they don't get a lot of recognition in the market because they're kind of they've been fairly quiet in their marketing efforts compared to some of the other SaaS players. Mm-hmm. But NetSuite was one of the early pioneers, and they've definitely been a leader in getting small and mid-sized organizations, especially here in the U.S., to adopt the SaaS model or the cloud model. Since that time, and especially in the last 5 years or so, a lot of other players have emerged with a lot of momentum. You have Salesforce on the CRM side, Salesforce.com. They're a CRM SaaS provider. Mm-hmm. You've got Workday, which is another provider that provides HR and payroll types of SaaS solutions. And then you've got Plex Systems, which is another leader. They are a SaaS-based provider, primarily for manufacturing types of organizations. And Plex has been around for quite some time, too, and they've been another quiet player, but definitely an early pioneer in the whole SaaS market, and they're getting a lot of momentum in their growth as well. That's on the application side. In addition to just the pure SaaS ERP vendors, you've also got these other providers that just provide cloud solutions in general. So you've got companies like Rackspace, for example, where if I were to buy a traditional on-premise ERP solution, I could actually host that software in the cloud, but the big difference is I still own it. I'm just hosting it somewhere else, and I can do whatever I want with the software. I can customize it. I can load my own data,
right,
do whatever I want. The only difference is I don't have to have the IT infrastructure to support it. So there's Rackspace and, you know, dozens, if not hundreds, of other cloud providers that are popping up all over the place that are providing those types of cloud solutions to support ERP solutions as well.
Okay. So, Eric, we're getting close to the end of the program once again, but before we go, if our listeners want to find out more about what we've been talking about and other issues, where can they turn?
I think the best place to start would be to go to our website and look in the Resource Center on our website. You'll see a tab at the top that says Resource Center, and look through the white papers. We have a couple white papers on cloud solutions. We've certainly written a number of blogs about cloud in the ERP space. And if you go to our on-demand webinars, there's one in particular that focuses on SaaS ERP versus traditional ERP. And we share some more detail around metrics and some of the trade-offs and the benefits and risks that we've talked about here today in a little bit more detail.
And you can access all of these tools on your website?
Yep, absolutely, under the Resource Center tab on our website.
Okay, and go ahead and give the website one more time for us.
Sure. It's www.panorama-consulting.com. So that's panorama-consulting.com.
All righty, Eric, thanks very much. We're just about out of time today. Thanks again for joining us. It's always a lot of fun and some good information for our listeners. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
You bet. So I've been speaking with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions. And again, thank him for joining us today as we wrap up this high-level lowdown on cloud ERP right here on ERP Strategies and Solutions. And remember, as Eric said, if you've got questions about any of the stuff we've covered here today, you can check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. That's panorama-consulting.com. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks again for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time right here on ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series. Download white papers or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP Strategies and Solutions.